It's 10 a.m. Time for the news, sport and weather.
Starting with national news, Marc Spoutz is being sworn in by Grand Duke Guillaume as Luxembourg's new Labour Minister this morning, replacing Georges Michaud. Martin Hansen takes over the Sports Ministry. Luxembourg's National Archives will relocate to a new building in Belval by late 2026. The collection, spanning 50 kilometres if laid end to end, is currently scattered across six sites. Since 1968, the archives have occupied an old military building on Plateau du Saint-Esprit, but the growing collection has long since outgrown the space. In international news, a Myanmar military airstrike has killed more than 30 people at a hospital as the junta intensifies its offensive ahead of elections on December the 28th. The military has increased airstrikes since seizing power in 2021, while rebel groups have pledged to block voting in territories under their control. President Trump says the US has seized what he called the largest oil tanker ever captured off Venezuela's coast. He didn't specify the vessel's name or exact reason for the seizure. Washington has been pressurizing Caracas for months over alleged drug smuggling. Venezuelan dissident and Nobel Peace Prize winner Maria Corina Machado has told the BBC she's of course going to return to her country after emerging from nearly a year in hiding to greet supporters in Norway earlier today. And the eight songs competing to represent Luxembourg at Eurovision 2026 have been unveiled today across RTL platforms. Most tracks were created at the Rock Lab songwriting camp and will be available on streaming platforms in full from midnight on Friday. Moving to sports, and in American football, the NFL will play regular season games in Munich in 2026 and 28 as part of its ongoing German expansion. Munich's Allianz Arena has previously hosted matches, with all German games selling out. And moving to football, in the Champions League, Manchester City beat Real Madrid 2-1, while Arsenal's 3-0 win in Bruges keeps them top with maximum points. Luxembourg's Leandro Barrero scored in Benfica's 2-0 victory over Napoli, by Leverkusen and Newcastle and Dortmund versus Glimt both finished 2-2, while PSG drew 0-0 with Athletic Bilbao. Tonight, the Europa League continues with Porto Malmo and Celtic Roma among the fixtures. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. We have the usual morning fog today, followed by clouds all day long with a possibility of rain here and there. The temperature will stay rather constant for the rest of the week, around 7 degrees now, and going ever so slightly up to around 9 degrees.